This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today we welcome Rob Parsons and Kaya Duguay of the National Honor Society from Sitka High School. Good morning, Rob and Kaya.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, let's turn first to the teacher advisor, Rob Parsons, and give us an idea what the National Honor Society is at Sitka High School.
Well, National Honor Society at Sitka High, and actually nationwide, is designed to promote academic excellence, character and service, and it's been going on since the 1920s. I'm not sure when the program started in Sitka High. You may have a better idea than that, Brian. It's just meant to promote quality learning and quality people.
Yeah. And Rob, what do you have to do to be a member of the chapter in Sitka High School?
Well, the basic requirement is after the first semester of your sophomore year, you need to have a 3.5 GPA. And then I generally then take that list of students and wander the building and talk to every person, staff, faculty, and say, tell me about their character. Tell me about what kind of person they are. And if that goes all well, then they're invited to actually apply to the program. And if accepted, we have a ceremony every spring.
Is the character component, is there a panel, or is it just you, the advisor, who comes up with the final conclusion?
No, there's a faculty council that I then take all the recommendations to, and they actually make the decision. As an advisor, I'm a non-voting member, actually.
Right. So currently, how many members of Sitka High students, number of Sitka High students are in the National Honor Society?
We currently have 32 students.
Right. And you know the breakdown of that as far as seniors, juniors, sophomores?
It's about half-half right now, and juniors and seniors.
Right. And we have one of those seniors with us here today, Kaya Duguay. I understand you're the vice president of the organization?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many years have you been on the National Honor Society?
This is my second year. I started end of 10th grade, like
all
everyone.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I understand, obviously you've been working hard and you have good grades, Kaya, and we celebrate that, and that's a great thing. But there's another component to National Honor Society that Mr. Parsons just mentioned, and that's this public service component. And why don't you speak to that as far as what does your group do in a public service domain?
Well, honestly, it's pretty wide open to the community. I mean, we have opportunities to help at events and very wide amount of capacities. Every week or so, we have it's a resource for the community, and it's nice for us to be able to reach out and branch out and find new activities that are going on and just be able to help in ways that we can.
So you're always searching for something to do in the community then,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
How often does the group meet?
Every other week.
Right. Mm-hmm. And is it a formal meeting? Is it run by Robert's Rules of Order, or is there a pretty informal way to go about it?
It's pretty informal.
Okay.
We talk about what needs to be talked about, get volunteers for things, we'll bring up new options, and it's pretty chill.
So Kaya, what do you get out of the public service component? How do you think that's going to help you in your adventures after high school?
It teaches you all sorts of really amazing life skills, as cliche as that sounds. It's just it's nice to be able to know that you got involved and that you know what's going on. You know that you actually helped make a difference and made someone's day easier. And it's good to know about. It's good to do.
So this is more than just another line on your resume or on your application then. It's something that you can apply to your life then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really think that's the story we understand. And to that end, there's some community service projects that are happening in December and January. Tell us about what those are.
We have the Polar Dip coming up pretty soon, actually, in a week or so here.
December 20th.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the Polar Dip Rob, that's been going on for a number of years here.
Yeah, it has been. The National Honor Society took it over when Steve Gage kind of officially retired from running the whole show himself. And so we took it up about 5 years ago, and we use it as a just a fun community event. And also, we encourage people to bring canned goods and dry goods for a food drive for the Salvation Army.
Yeah. Rob, let's introduce the fellow who showed up here, another member of the Honor Society here. Let's get him introduced.
Yeah, the president of the National Honor Society is now here. We have the president and the vice president. Evan MacArthur is the president this year, and he is just snuck in the room.
Perpetually tardy to things there, Evan? Is that the story?
It wasn't a great first impression. I'm not usually like this. I just lost track of
time. We're just teasing you. Let's address the issue I did with Kaya, Evan, and that's the one of what does the National Honor Society do for you beyond that line on your resume that says you had good grades?
Mm. Well, yeah, to first get in, it's not just your grades to get you in. You got to show that leadership skill and that you just want to do the right thing. And so it gets you involved with other things in the community and lets you see other things and set an example for the other people coming up through the school system too.
Right. And you get to run the meetings that are bi-monthly and have a little fun doing that?
Yeah, we got the smart board there, and Kaya helps me out a lot with it, actually. I just run it during the time.
Right.
A lot of work behind the scenes here.
Great. And how about, are you a senior, Evan?
Yeah.
Plans to go to college after this?
Yeah, I applied to UAF. And I got the UA Scholars Award. I'm planning on going there in electrical engineering.
Great. And Kaya, how about you? Plans on college?
Yeah, plans on college down south, looking at more of the sciences, chemistry, physics.
All right. Well, we appreciate your public service, and we got the Polar Dip, which I'm sure is going to be advertised on KCAW when that gets closer in the month. And what happens after that, Mr. Parsons?
In January, we always help out with what is known now as Science Saturday. It used to be called Science Night, but it's actually organized and put on by the wonderful Rebecca Himshute, the science teacher at Kate Gushaheen. And it's basically an entire day dedicated to science. She brings in people from Fish and Game, the Forest Service, and all kinds of groups. The National Honor Society usually brings over a couple of demonstrations for the kids to play with. And, of course, she also brings in the big blow-up planetarium, which is the big draw for a lot of the kids, which is why it had to be moved to Saturday, because there was so much interest that it was keeping her there till 10 o'clock at night on a weekday. And so she's moved it to Saturday. But hopefully you'll have an opportunity to chat with her about that, because it's a super opportunity. I think it's January 24th.
That's great. So the Polar Dip comes up. Evan, you have delegation of authority for that? You're already handing out stuff for that already?
Yeah, we've got people working on T-shirt designs right now for it. I don't know really where we are on it.
All right.
I haven't checked in yet.
What's your role on that, Kaya?
I'm just helping facilitate, and we're doing a good job of getting everybody in NHS involved with calling people, setting up what needs to happen, and everything.
Perfect. Well, I hope you both also jump in to the water at the same time to inspire all of us. I'd like to thank Rob Parsons and Kaya Duguay and Evan MacArthur for coming in today and telling us about the Sitka High School National Honor Society. Until next time, this has been Brian Hansen for KCIW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.